Welcome to the podcast. This is the voice behind Mystic's Perception. And we're going to dive into something that is quite fundamental in life. Where, if you get this one thing, just this one thing, you should be able to navigate through life effortlessly or painfully. So depending on how you're able to receive what I'm about to say, you can use it for your well-being or you can use it for the detrimental value of your life. So it's not about, is it a good thing or a bad thing? It's like, I'm giving you a knife. How you use a knife, the person behind that, the intention behind that, of how that knife is used, determines whether the knife is good or bad. Fire is something that, if you play with it, you'll get burnt. But if you know how to use it, it's a wonderful tool for survival. So we're going to dive into something like this in this series. So just like all the other episodes, it's best to sit in a cross-legged posture, have your spine comfortably erect. And we're just going to be present in the moment. Remember, you're always in this moment. When I say be present in this moment, everything that you've gathered throughout your entire life, or for the week, or for the months, or the days in the past, or for today, I just want you to keep it aside just for this few moments of silence. Make sure your spine is comfortably erect, face slightly turned upwards. You can keep a slight mild focus in the center of your eyebrows. You can keep your palms facing upwards. And I just want you to relax. See relaxation spreading throughout your entire body from the top of your head all the way to the bottom. And become aware of the breath. Become aware of the body. Become aware of all of these sounds that are happening in your environment. Nothing can ever happen to you. It's just that in life we become identified with so many things that we are not. And we all think that all of these events are happening to us. They are not happening to us. We are just a witness of the events. We are not this body and we are not the mind. We're that which observes all. Just observe the breath for now, natural inhalation, exhalation, and just be in silence. Tell you when to open your eyes. may stay in that state of relaxation, or you can slowly open your eyes. So what I'm about to go into is just like fire. What I'm about to go to is not you trying to play God, right? You are not in control of anything. That is the fact. The illusion is created in such that it gives you that feel that you are in control. You that is making choices. What I'm simply doing is just bringing something that was probably not in your awareness to your awareness. So in the Master of the Illusion, we've tapped into this. And in this episode, we're just going to highlight something very fundamental. Now, it's a very misunderstood word in today's world. It's called karma. What is karma? Now, there's very different depths and dimensions to karma. Many people understand it as a reward and punishment system. That is true to some extent, because if you're a person that wants something from a shop, and if you go to the shop, you pick up the item, you exchange money, which is a form of consciousness and energy, for the item, you will be able to walk out from there with no hassle and be able to enjoy whatever item you've purchased. So the action that you performed is in accordance to the laws, so therefore it's fine. There's no consequences unless what you've purchased is illegal. That's a different story. Now, you wanted something, so you don't have the money for it. So you walk into the store, you take the item, you put it in your pocket, and you walk out. And as you're walking out, the shopkeeper notices that you have taken something without paying for it. Now there's consequences for that action. Punishment. So karma, in a simpler form, is just like this. Whatever action you perform, you will reap the rewards of that action, whether it's good or bad. It's up to you. Now there's lots of things that influence the action, influence your decision making. But in order to have this necessary awareness, one needs to question what is the source of action. Source of action is your thought. Once you have a thought, it probably gets processed, and then you think about it, and then you make a decision to act, and then you take the physical action towards that which originated in the space of your mind. Now, in order to have mastery over the self and over your destiny, one needs to know how to consciously create thought. What does it mean to consciously create thought? It means that the thought that you create has to be created without any influence from outside or whatever you've gathered. You have to literally construct a conscious thought. To do that, to seriously do that, It's not easy. And because most human beings don't know that the thoughts that come to them is not them, they have become identified with these thoughts. And because they are identified with these thoughts, they act upon these thoughts. So one simple step towards being more conscious in this direction of being able to consciously create your thoughts is to first distance yourself from thought. To not become identified with thought. How can you do this in your daily life? Every time you have a thought, catch yourself. Become aware that these thoughts are not you. Every time your mind plays a scenario or a scene or whatever circus it's going on about, observe the mind. Observe the thought. Know that you are the observer of all of this experience that is happening within yourself. This is the first step. Once you have done this, there's been a sufficient distance between self, which is the observer, and thought, which is generated in the space of the mind. Once there's a clear distinguish between I and thought, body and I, then only you're on the path of being a conscious being. Other than that, you're just part of the whole play, the whole script. So, that's your first step. Now, in life, if you are able to pay enough attention, really pay attention. Pay attention to what, you may ask. Now, if you play attention with tunnel vision, you will only be able to focus on if you have to take a page, to use it as an analogy. The whole page is, this is a white page. So imagine a white page. And I put a dot on that page. And I tell you to focus on that dot. While you're focusing on the dot, gradually, your focus gets more heightened and more sharper. And everything else on that page sort of doesn't get the attention, doesn't get the awareness. So, what am I using this analogy for? If you constantly go throughout life paying attention to one specific thing, if you constantly go on, just one specific thing, paying attention to, you'll miss the whole entire show. So, one should pay attention to not one specific thing, but absolutely pay attention to everything. When I mean absolutely pay attention to everything, I mean pay absolute attention to the point where you are so aware of what is happening within yourself and outside of yourself. Everything that's happening within yourself and everything that's happening outside of yourself. This is the level of attention that I am talking about. If you're able to pay attention to that, or if you just start off as a simple practice of being able to pay attention to just everything that is happening within yourself, paying attention to how your life functions. Naturally, by in reference, you will know how every single life on this planet and in this entire creation functions as well. destiny is something that is fixed. And most people find this very difficult to digest, that their destiny is fixed. You can try to change your destiny. It's not going to work the way how you think changing a destiny can work. I've done a series on the podcast of how to change your destiny. It's a few episodes. You should go check that out. So, when we talk about destiny, there are certain events that can be picked up by, whether you want to call them psychics or very intuitive, gifted people, that actually has the level of perception to see beyond the present moment. Everything is in the present moment, but for speaking terms, to see beyond. Now, if you go to enough psychics, and I don't recommend anyone exploring this because of the consequences that this can have, it will not do you any well being for your life. It will not do you any good. This is something that is sort of dangerous, because some things in life you should not know of. Why I say this? The life within yourself, whether you want to call it the soul, has come here to experience certain things. And the moment you try to deny the life within yourself to experience certain things, suffering is inevitable. Now, for the past few years, I have greatly dived deep into this of destiny. Now, to even dive into it, if you're a person that wants to really go into it, let's just say you want to really go into this, you need to be approaching this from a point of seeking for truth. What I mean by this type of approach of seeking for truth, you're not really willing to, what to say, believe anything along the way. The moment you start believing things, then you start falling to the trap of the endless cycles of the ego and the mind, because the ego will do everything in its power to protect itself, which makes your spiritual journey much more harder. So, in yoga, there's a very clean path when you approach a spiritual path. And what I mean by a clean path is cutting out all the noise, cutting out all the distraction. See, you have limited time. Everyone has limited time on this planet. In order for you to grow and excel on this path, the less disturbances that you encounter, the much more easier your journey becomes. So, what am I saying? Don't create problems in your life when there's no problems. So when you're diving into psychics and trying to figure out how life functions and seeing if there's truth of destiny being fixed, but also approaching it from a place of maybe it's not also fixed. So you gotta apply a lot of doubt. Doubt is one of the very powerful tools on the spiritual path, because you see, real inner knowing, there's no doubt. So if you constantly walk on this path, doubting everything, you don't believe absolutely anything, you just doubt everything, question everything, then one day, a day will come, and it's guaranteed, where no matter what you do, no matter what you believe, you will not be able to doubt it. When that day has come, then you know you found truth. Or something within yourself knows, and it will let you know very strongly. You won't be able to doubt it. So, there's dangers of playing with karma on the spiritual path. In other words, you're playing with your destiny. In another word, it's your life. You're playing with your life. See, you can play with other things. You can play with objects and whatnot. Playing with your life is a serious thing. It should not be taken lightly. So, let's just say you spent a lot of time trying to map out your life from start to finish. Well, you can't really map out from the start, because your life, the moment you've come into this world, it's already started. But when I mean from start to finish, when I specifically speak of start, it's analyzing from the beginning why things have played out in its way, why things have fallen in certain places. One thing that you can realize about this is, if you do dig into it, it's that the past that has happened you would not be who you are today if it wasn't for your past, whether it was good or bad. Everyone can agree upon that. So before you dig into this thing of trying to explore destiny, life knows exactly what to do with you. It knows exactly what to flow and experience and whatever. It doesn't matter. It knows. And one part of the spiritual path is to learn to surrender to that higher power. So, destined people that you meet on the spiritual path. So, karma is like keys. I want you to understand this. Because you are sitting here listening to this podcast episode, all what I'm doing is bringing a level of awareness to you, where this words that are being uttered are keys that unlock certain realizations within yourself. And because they have unlocked certain things, because I have spent enormous amount of my time in this direction of constantly breaking limitations and trying to perceive things that most people ignore. I sort of found keys myself from other beings that I have crossed paths with, or beings that I've never ever met in this life, but energetically they're always available. So these keys, right, once they're unlocked, or these keys once they're used to unlock the locks in your life, it now sort of opens up possibilities for you to have a certain level of deeper perception, a more sharper perception, to be able to see. And there are certain people that everyone will meet or will come across, whether it may be in person, maybe through a video, maybe through an audio clip, it doesn't matter. Somehow the information sort of got to you. And after you've met certain people, you start to see the benefit of it. Whether it was a lesson that you've learned or whatnot, you got something from it. You are also a key for other people as well. This is also something that you should remember. So, if you, let's just say, you find out that you're going to meet somebody from your past life. And I've dived into this in the other episodes about past lives and stuff. If you don't believe in these things, you can go and listen to those other episodes which I've recorded. And to continue from where we left off, from past lives, the past life people that you've met sort of come again, unfortunately. If you pay enough attention, you'll see that every single person that you meet that has an important influence in your life, if you pay absolute attention, you'll see that it's always the same people around you. They may manifest in a different form, but essentially it's the same person. Whether the people that you meet of those same manifested beings are getting better or worse depends on whether you've received the key or not. So when you find, sort of map out your destiny, and you find out that you would meet certain people, the moment you have resistance towards this, because certain things one should not know, the ego will definitely try to resist certain things if they know it's bad, or if they know they don't want certain things, you will pay a huge price for this of suffering. Because, like I said, that person is not only the key for you, you are the key for that person as well. It's just that, are you willing to flow with life? Are you willing to flow with absolutely no resistance whatsoever? That is the most important part. To be able to flow through life with absolutely no resistance, but know exactly what is going to happen, that takes a different level of competence. A popular example which I use is to know exactly how you're going to die. Exactly how you're going to die. Exactly when you're going to die. And you still walk through that door with absolute no resistance, perfect timing, and you die in the way how it was supposed to happen. To walk like that takes something else. There have been beings which have done this, and I bow down to them because this is something beyond. One being is Krishna. Knew exactly how he's going to die because of past life, of encounters. But he still did it gracefully, with a smile on his face. To do something like that is something else. Thank you for listening to this episode of Mystic's Perception. Feel free to reach out to our social media platforms. If you have any questions, feel free to send them forward, and we will be sure to answer those questions. Don't forget to catch us out on our different social media platforms. You can go on Facebook and you can submit your questions on that. And thank you so much for listening, and Namaste.